This is your last day to get tickets, I'm told, for the Pork Chop Extravaganza, which is this next Sunday, March 1st. And this Wednesday is Ash Wednesday, and a meal at 4:45, and Ash Wednesday service at 6 o'clock this Wednesday, as we begin a series of sermons on Wednesday nights focused on the seven last words of Christ on the cross. Next Sunday is the first Sunday in Lent. We begin a sermon series on the questions of Lent. Today we begin a new Bible study at 10:30 over in the parish hall. We're studying Jonah, the Reluctant Missionary. So we invite you to try out Bible class if you haven't done that for a while. We begin with our first hymn. Our liturgy today is on page 184. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching Him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord.
Amen.
I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord.
And you forgave the iniquity of my sin.
O Almighty God, merciful Father, I, a poor, miserable sinner, confess unto you all my sins and iniquities, with which I have ever offended you, and justly deserved your temporal and eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them. And I pray you of your boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor sinful being. Upon this, your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God unto all of you. And in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Extol the Lord our God and worship at his holy mountain. For the Lord our God is holy. The Lord reigns, let the peoples tremble. He sits enthroned upon the cherubim, let the earth quake. The Lord is great in Zion, he is exalted over all the peoples. Let them praise your great and awesome name. Holy is he. The king in his might loves justice. You have established equity. You have executed justice and righteousness in Jacob. Exalt the Lord our God. Worship at his footstool. Holy is he. Exalt the Lord our God and worship at his holy mountain. For the Lord our God is holy.
Father, God the Father,
The Lord be with you. O God, in the glorious transfiguration of your beloved Son, you confirmed the mysteries of the faith by the testimony of Moses and Elijah. In the voice that came from the bright cloud, you wonderfully foreshowed our adoption by grace. Mercifully make us co-heirs with the King in his glory, and bring us to the fullness of our inheritance in heaven. Through the same Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. The first reading on this Transfiguration Sunday is in Exodus chapter 24. Our sermon theme today, Mountaintop Faith. And Moses took the blood and threw it on the people and said, "Behold, the blood of the covenant that the Lord has made with you in accordance with all these words." Then Moses and Aaron, Nadab and Abihu, and 70 of the elders went up, and they saw the God of Israel. There was under his feet, as it were, a pavement of sapphire stone, like the very heaven for clearness. And he did not lay his hand on the chief men of the people of Israel. They beheld God and ate and drank. The Lord said to Moses, "Come up to me on the mountain and wait there, that I may give you the tablets of stone with the law and the commandment which I have written for their instruction." So Moses rose with his assistant Joshua and Moses, and Moses went up into the mountain of God. And he said to the elders, "Wait here for us until we return to you. And behold, Aaron and Hur are with you. Whoever has a dispute, let him go to them." Then Moses went up on the mountain, and the cloud covered the mountain. The glory of the Lord dwelt on Mount Sinai, and the cloud covered it 6 days. And on the seventh day, he called to Moses out of the midst of the cloud. Now the appearance of the glory of the Lord was like a devouring fire on the top of the mountain in the sight of the people of Israel. Moses entered the cloud and went up on the mountain, and Moses was on the mountain 40 days and 40 nights. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Praise the Lord, all nations. Extol him, all peoples. For great is his steadfast love towards us, and the faithfulness of the Lord endures forever. Ascribe to the Lord the glory due his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. A second reading in 2 Peter chapter 1. For we did not follow cleverly devised myths when we made known to you the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but we were eyewitnesses of his majesty. For when he received honor and glory from God the Father, and the voice was borne to him by the majestic glory, "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased." We ourselves heard this very voice born from heaven, for we were with him on the holy mountain. And we have the prophetic word more fully confirmed, to which you will do well to pay attention as to a lamp shining in a dark place, until the day dawns and the morning star rises in your hearts. Knowing this first of all, that no prophecy of Scripture comes from someone's own interpretation, for no prophecy was ever produced by the will of man, but men spoke from God as they were carried along by the Holy Spirit. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Please rise. Gospel according to Matthew chapter 17. Glory be to thee, O Lord. And after 6 days, Jesus took with him Peter and James and John, his brother, and led them up a high mountain by themselves. And he was transfigured before them, and his face shone like the sun, and his clothes became white as light. And behold, there appeared to them Moses and Elijah talking with him. And Peter said to Jesus, "Lord, it is good that we are here. If you wish, I will make three tents here, one for you and one for Moses and one for Elijah." He was still speaking when, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them, and a voice from the cloud said, "This is my beloved Son with whom I am well pleased. Listen to him." When the disciples heard this, they fell on their faces and were terrified. But Jesus came and touched them, saying, "Rise and have no fear." And when they lifted up their eyes, they saw no one but Jesus only. And as they were coming down the mountain, Jesus commanded them, "Tell no one the vision until the Son of Man is raised from the dead." This is the gospel of our Lord. Today we speak the Nicene Creed. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary and was made man and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures and ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. You may be seated. We invite children forward now for a children's message. Are there children out there today? I have a really good children's message lined up, but we'll let it go until next week. We'll sing our next hymn.
Thank you. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, who speaks to us today as he has always done and always will do in word and in sacraments through the Holy Spirit. Amen. The sermon text for today, Transfiguration Sunday, comes to us from the gospel reading that you have just heard, Matthew 17, verses 1 through 9. It is the word of the Lord. Please be seated. Dear friends of the transfigured Lord, if you will indulge me a few moments of personal recollection, I would appreciate it. Many, many years ago when I was in church on Transfiguration Sunday, I heard the reading from 2 Peter chapter 1. And as I heard it, a voice seemed to go off in my head saying, "You don't belong here anymore." That, my friends, is how I became a pastor. It happens. We get these feelings that are called the internal call, and, well, in my case, off to St. Louis, Missouri, I went. It's nice to be here once again. I think maybe a review is a good thing right now. And so, let's review the church year. When Jesus was born, his birth was his gift to us because his entry into the world earned our entry into heaven. In him and only in him is our faith. Previous to his coming, we were alone in the world with no place to go but to hell. We celebrated Christmas by worshiping the baby Jesus and giving gifts to each other because Jesus gave us his great gift of forgiveness and everlasting life. Once the season of Christmas passed, we entered the season of Epiphany. Epiphany means manifestation, because at that time, Jesus was made manifest, that is, known to the whole world. First, by the Magi with their gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And if my recollection is correct, last Transfiguration Sunday, I believe, I asked one or two of the acolytes to bring some gold and frankincense and myrrh up to the altar. And I believe one of those people is here today, sitting in that pew over there. Welcome back. And then by Jesus himself, as he ministered to the world by healing and teaching. That season is now ending as we begin the season of his suffering and death on the cross, namely Lent. Today is the last Sunday of the Epiphany season, the transfiguration of our Lord, of course, when Jesus made manifest to us his upcoming death and resurrection. You heard the gospel reading for today, how Jesus and three of the disciples, namely Peter, James, and John, climbed the mountain where Jesus was glorified, transfigured, in their presence with Moses and Elijah appearing alongside him and speaking to him about those coming events having to do with his suffering and death on the cross. These two people from the Old Testament times came representing the law and the prophets, which Jesus was to fulfill. We gaze in wonder at our Jesus, whose face shone like the sun, and whose clothes became white as light. 'Tis good, Lord, to be here. Thy glory fills the night, thy face and garments like the sun shine with unborrowed light. We are transfixed ourselves, like Peter, James, and John at this miraculous manifestation. It had been predicted centuries ago already in the book of Daniel, hundreds of years ago. And here's the prediction. The Ancient of Days took his seat. His clothing was white as snow, and the hair of his head like pure wool. Chapter 7. That is a picture of Jesus centuries in advance of the transfiguration. In that Old Testament description which Daniel shares with us, he is prophesying the transfiguration of our Lord Jesus Christ, which we celebrate today. Now, as Jesus stood before the apostles, Peter recognized him as the same Lord he had beheld before they climbed the mount. Jesus had changed his clothes, so to speak, for a robe of light, but he still retained features which Peter could recognize. He knew his Lord. Jesus, so doing, manifested himself to us as we will see him in heaven after the resurrection. Peter, James, John are the first to do so in this transfiguration vision. This is the way we will see Jesus. Jesus chose these three disciples for the vision because of their faith in him. Seeing him this way was a privilege of their strong faith in him, as Peter himself once witnessed to Jesus. The Apostle Paul tells us in his letter to the Philippians, Jesus Christ will transform our lowly body to be like his glorious body by the power that enables him even to subject all things to himself. Chapter 3. Just as the prophet Daniel predicted the transfiguration with his description of Jesus' being brilliantly white and shining, and Paul reminds us of our bodies being transformed like Jesus's at the transfiguration, so it is the Apostle John also in the book of Revelation confirms all this glory for Jesus. Once again, here a similar description. The hairs of his head were white like wool, as white as snow. His eyes were like a flame of fire. His feet were like burnished bronze. Chapter 1 of the book of Revelation. Again, this account also tells us of the transfiguration years after its occurrence. This is the Jesus who has risen from the dead and now will greet us at our own resurrection. That is why three people, three sinners, the three faithful apostles are present. And that is why the two sainted people, Moses and Elijah, are present, who also one day will rise from the dead. They are reminded of their resurrection. All of us, you and I, in hearing this word from Matthew, receive a glimpse of eternal life following the resurrection from the dead. we will look like Jesus. In most holy contemplation, we shall be ever filled with the sight of God shining gloriously around us, as once it shone for the disciples at the divine transfiguration of the Lord. The transfiguration is a foretaste of his resurrection, a putting on of his new glorified body for a moment while he was yet in the old body and the awful shadow yet between. His soul is shadowed with a coming woe. The grief of all the world is in his eyes. He will have to suffer and die, but he will suffer and die to rise from the dead. My Christian friends, we live in a darkened world. Around us and in us dwells the stain of sin, about which by ourselves we can do nothing. Nations fight nations. World War I, for instance, was the war to end all wars, but it has continued into this very day and hour, in a different location, of course, and for different reasons. And the war will not cease. Humanity is sick in sin. Sexual transgressions, perversions, violence in society where even the sanctity of Christian congregations are invaded by the bullets of madmen. And lest we indulge in too much finger-pointing, look at ourselves. Born in trespasses and sin, which we see when we look into the mirror of the law. We were done for. We had had it. Wasn't there anything we could do? No, there was nothing but despair. We were shut out from heaven, because heaven could not abide sin. Sin could not fit into the kingdom of heaven. It was a spiritual impossibility. We were stuck in the mud and the slime of this world, which sucked us like quicksand. A dismal preacher I am this morning, right? You're shaking your heads, and with good reason. But wait. Yes, we are in the lowlands, that is true. But let us look upwards. Let us look to the top of the mountain in faith. We were baptized into our Savior Jesus Christ and received through the Holy Spirit the forgiveness of our sins and the great faith in Jesus, his gift to us. That faith directs us upward onto the mountaintop, leaving the dark world behind in our faith to Jesus transfigured. There we see him in our faith. As the bright cloud appears, and his Father in heaven says, "This is my beloved Son with whom I am well pleased." And then Jesus sees us forgiven before him and ready for eternal life. Amen. Peace of our Lord Jesus Christ keep us forever bound to Him in His glory. Amen.
Thank you.
Thank you, choir. Please rise. It is good that we are here, O Lord, upon the holy mountain of your presence. Hear us as we pray for your church throughout the world and for each of us according to our needs and for all people everywhere. Lord, in your mercy. Almighty God, on the mountain of transfiguration, you revealed your Son to be the Holy One who kept the law you gave to Moses. Grant to your church the grace to receive your Son with faith. Lord, in your mercy. Almighty God, from age to age, you gave us glimpses of your glory until the fuller revelation of your Son. Grant to all pastors who preach the whole counsel of your word, provide to us faithful pastoral care. Bless us with church workers to teach our children and do the works of mercy that show forth your love. Lord, in your mercy. Lord, we thank you for the good health so many of us enjoy, and for all of the prosperity and all of the good events and times of life. In the midst of such goodness, we pray for those with health concerns, including Harold and Jim and Darlette, including Cole, Jerry, and Pastor Rosenau. We pray for Eva, Jolaine, Marsha, and Brian, and all that we name in our hearts, that you would heal them according to your will. Help them not to be afraid, but to trust in you. Lord, in your mercy. We pray for all the servicemen and women serving in the military. We pray for those who serve in government at all levels. O Lord, that you would direct the affairs of the nations so that your church could prosper. Lord, in your mercy. Bless us now as we commune at your holy table. Refresh us with your forgiveness and send us forth ready to forgive one another. In the strong name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. We continue with the service of the sacrament on page 194. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up unto the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is meet and right so to do.
It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and at all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who at his transfiguration revealed his glory to his disciples, that they might be strengthened to proclaim his cross and resurrection, and with all the faithful look forward to the glory of life everlasting. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying,
Holy, holy, holy Lord God of Sabaoth. Heaven and earth are full of thy glory. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he, blessed is he, blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Thine is the kingdom and the power.
Our Lord Jesus Christ, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, shed for you for the remission of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Thank you.
Please rise. Now may this true body and blood of Christ preserve all of you in true faith until life eternal. Depart in his peace. Amen. Thanks unto the Lord, for he is good.